like a square box with a top run down just like that. And it was 10. Well, I had this built here, but all the plumbing, nothing that it was set. Weatherboard to start with. Then I went out and put this, you know, this siding on it. I got siding on it the whole way around. This is called insulated wood. What I got on now, see, is already weatherboarded. Then rather than to paint it, got tired of painting it all over, so I put this.
Is that insulated wood?
Oh, yeah.
Wood.
Yeah, we'll get through here, we can go out and I can show you. Gables. See, it runs to gable ends.
Okay.
Is that what you call the gable ends?
When it goes up toward it like that. Okay. Did you have another addition coming in into that, though? Did you have a special name for that? Where it came together?
No, you just call that boarding up next to your house.
Oh, I've never heard that either.
Building for your corn and barter, peas and wheat.
Did you have special names for
those? Call it wheat house. And your barn would be called a corn house. It's called the hay house. Then up over the where we kept mules, see where we lived, we had 6 mules and 1 horse. The stables down below in the loft was used to keep barter and hay and all such that above. And you got ready to feed, just push it down through the little trap door you had up over the stalls. Then you had to get out and shuck the corn to feed your mules.
Sounds like fun. Did you have any, okay, you mentioned having hay in a loft.
Uh-huh.
Did you keep it in any other corn or any other way?
Oh yeah, you had to get out and bale it. Before you put it up in loft and get it up out of your field, you see. Well, that comes into farming now. You go out and back in, you mostly had what called pea vine hay. You sowed it in peas, then you pick all the peas off, and then you take a combine and cut it. Then you rake it up with an old rake. Then you get a wagon, a mule, and what you put a false body, what you call a false body, put on there, haul that up and carry it to the barn and throw it up in the log, beat it. And the body, you had to pull it from your corn, you see, then make bundles out of it. It takes 4 hands to make a bundle.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you see, your hands would be what you could pull and hold in each hand. Then you take some of that long